You cannot lose what belongs to you. Let's remove something gently. The fear of losing what is meant for you. You cannot lose what belongs to you. But belonging is not attachment. What truly belongs to you does not require gripping. It does not require persuasion. It does not require you to reduce yourself to keep it. Notice where you tighten when you fear loss. Jaw, chest, stomach. That tightening is not love. It is attachment negotiating for survival. Attachment says, hold tighter. Resonance says, remain steady. If something leaves when you stop adjusting, it was anchored to the adjustment, not to you. This is not about detachment, it is about alignment. What is aligned with you does not fracture under truth. It does not disappear when you speak clearly. It does not destabilize when you expand. Familiar can feel like destiny, but familiar is not ownership. Sometimes what feels irreplaceable is simply what is known. If you must manage it to keep it, it is not anchored in resonance. Let the body soften slightly. An inhale from the base of your spine all the way through to the crown. An exhale, extending just a little bit beyond what feels natural. Pause. Feel the space just outside your skin. Patience is not passivity. It is stability without gripping. When you stop chasing, you stop pushing it away. When you stop tightening, you stop distorting the field. What belongs, remains. What does not, leaves. Not as punishment, as calibration. There is strength in not pursuing what is misaligned. There is power in allowing truth to test structure. You do not secure alignment through effort. You recognize it through steadiness. Feel your spine lengthen slightly, not forcing, just upright. If something is leaving, let it reveal its nature. If something is remaining, let it remain without control. You cannot lose what belongs to you. You can only release what was never anchored in resonance. Stay there for a moment. No reassurance needed, just steadiness. Silence.